أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And my goodness, we are on day 25. You know, one of the most awesome messages we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his continued emphasis on evaluation and accountability. It ensures we know where we stand at any given moment of our quest to reach our full potential. He used to say, account for yourself before you are called to account. In Nahj al-Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about Eid, he says, O servants of Allah, indeed the minimum reward for those who fasted during Ramadan is an angel who calls out to them on the last day of the month of Ramadan saying, O servants of Allah, rejoice the glad tidings that all your previous sins have been forgiven. So that means that there has to be a transformation in the soul with a sort of 720 hours of rigorous training encountered in the month of Ramadan boot camp. The Quran and the ayahs that we read on a daily basis encouraged us to make peace with those who have wronged us, strengthened our ties with our family and friends. Inshallah, they've done away with bad habits. So basically, it's essentially cleaning up our lives, our thoughts, our feelings, and more so to formulate a plan to reach our full potential. So I'm going to ask some questions that we can ponder on. Was fasting only experiencing hunger and thirst? And we had some really long fasts here in the UK. Were the du'as just a ritualistic lip service? What did we ask for every day in du'a al-iftitah? Could we write that down in 5 bullet points? Our du'a at-tawba in Maqarim al-Akhlaq that we recited on Laylatul Qadr, filed away now for next Laylatul Qadr. I mean, do we look at them within the year or not? Will the crescent of Shawwal bring back a normal lifestyle? When I say normal, is this abnormal? And will we forget the connection with divinity? And then I'm asking this again. What is normal? Is recitation of Quran every day in dua abnormal or is it normal? Will the wave of sanctity that engulfed us during the month remain? Will we consolidate our blessings by becoming conscious of the process of evaluation and accountability? I will leave you with these thoughts. More tomorrow, inshallah. Continuing with our look at an ayah from each of the ajza, today we will look at an ayah from Juz 25. And this is from Surah Ash-Shura. Surah Ash-Shura is Surah number 42 of the Quran. And it's the last two ayat, ayah 52 and ayah 53. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْهَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And thus do we reveal to you an inspired book by our command. Ruh here can mean a lot of things. The Mufassirin tell us it might be Jibreel, it is the Qur'an. And it makes a lot of sense because basically it's saying we have a ruh inside us which we don't know much about. The Qur'an is known as Ruh. The transmitter of the Qur'an, the one who brought it down to the Prophet, Jibreel, is Ruh. So basically, the Ruh, the external Ruh, is sent through the Ruh to the Ruh within to inspire it, to light it towards divinity. And then he says, Ma kunta tadri, you did not know, mal kitabu wal iman, you did not know what the book was, nor did you know what iman was, what faith was. Walakin ja'alnahun nuran nahdi bihi man nashau min ibadina. But we made it a light. So one ruh sparked the other ruh, made it a light, made it a nur, something we can see things through, understand things through. And he says, it guided whom we pleased of our abd, those who are connected to us. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَحْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Now, where did this nur, what did it take us towards? It guided us to Surat al-Mustaqim, which every day in Salah we say, Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim. And what is that? That is our full potential, our personal best. Now Allah describes this personal best. He says, this Surat al-Mustaqim is, in Ayah 53, Surat Allahi alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. This is the path of Allah, whose is whatsoever in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. La ilaha illallah, tasirul umur, and to Allah all matters, all decisions are brought back. So in essence, what it's trying to say is that the sky is the limit. Aim for the top. Like the Prophet said, takhalluqu bi akhlaqillah, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. So here when it's talking about my personal best, it's saying there are no limitations. It is a divine path. So inshallah, when we read Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim every day in our Salah, we will think of these two ayat.